game show on RTV on BBC Two starting on Monday, hosted by Nick Hancock. There's a brand new series called Breakaway, and it's going to be the game show that tests loyalties to the limit and asks whether greater risks mean high rewards, and also about how selfish we are. Well, we're so pleased to be joined on BCB by Nick himself to tell us more. Good morning, Nick.
Hello there, how are you?
Oh, very well this morning, and all the better for speaking to you.
I'm all the better for listening to Depeche Mode. I've got to tell you, that's really taken me back.
Has it? Do you like that song?
Oh, I do, yes.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just a classic song, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is absolutely brilliant. Had a very weird video, though. I never quite understood the point of Dave Garn walking over the hills dressed as a king, but there you go.
I'm not sure we were meant to make sense of any of the videos around that time, to tell you the honest truth.
No, but it was a wonderful piece of photography. Anyway, we're off the subject. Tell us about your brand new quiz show.
Well, it's every day of the week, 4:30 on BBC Two, and it's a normal quiz show, in essence, but basically there's a team of people, and they work together to get as much money as they can to share between them, but the only little thing is that one of them can, if they choose to, stab all the others in the back and take the money for themselves if they get the questions right. So, you know, there's a lot of trust, there's a lot of backstabbing, there's loyalty, there's treachery, there's
ignorance. Sounds like
EastEnders. Well, exactly so. It's got a sort of soap opera feel to it.
So it's quite nice. Will the contestants get to know each other beforehand? Or?
No, they don't. That's the thing. And so you're never quite sure, you know, who's going to be the rat on the ship, if you like, and who's going to stab the others in the back. If indeed anybody does. So it has got a soap opera feel to it.
And what are you going to do? Do you actually kind of like set them up in a hotel beforehand or something and try and wind them up? Or do you want them to have a big love in beforehand?
No,
or?
They just arrive on set and that's the first time they meet each other.
Wow.
And so, there's a lot of sort of trying to weigh each other up and work each other out. And that's quite good fun for the audience as well, because, you know, we all love to people watch, don't we? We all like to think that we can sum somebody up just from looking at them.
Absolutely. There's nothing better in the world than people watching.
Well, that's a great joy of holidays, isn't it? Sitting around the pool and inventing histories for people you've never met.
Do you know you do that? Because I say to my husband, right, we do that all the time. And in fact, we still talk about people years later. Yeah. And they've got names and everything. I would say, are we abnormal? But maybe we're not.
Well, I think the most common phrase used around a swimming pool is, she's never his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one you hear all the time.
Well, I'm not sure we've got them, but we've had some interesting characters on our holidays. Obviously, never spoken to them, but the more interesting for it.
Yeah, it was much more interesting. Once you speak to somebody, the whole thing's busted open wide, isn't it? That's no good.
No, exactly, because she obviously is his wife, and they obviously are really just kind of quite down-to-earth people.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. So let's get down to the basics. Right? How much money can you win on this show, then?
If they go it alone, they can win £10,000, so the stakes are fairly high.
Yeah,
you know?
Not bad.
It is kind of worth it if you're willing to take the hatred of your fellow contestants. It is worth breaking away and doing your own thing.
But my guess is if you break away and you don't get it right, you're straight out, are you?
You're straight out, the money comes back to the others, and also you earn more money on that side. So, you know, you have to kind of see it, but it is worth it. I mean, I've done a lot of these sort of things, and we recorded 20, so it's on for the next month, every single weekday at 4:30, and I'd be honest with you, I really enjoyed it, and everyone is slightly different, because it's all down to the people who are involved, really.
Absolutely. Now, of course, BBC is a bit sort of quiz show heaven at the moment, so you're going to have you at 4:30. There's Pointless, that's what, about five-ish, isn't there? Then, of course, Eggheads. I have a friend who beat the Eggheads, I have to say.
Really?
You know, so, yeah, so if you like quiz shows, you can... And, of course, there is the Chase over on ITV, because you actually did pretty well in the Chase, didn't you?
I was very unlucky, I have to say. Lost by 1 second
£64,000.
But there you go. I feel sorry for the poor charity I was doing it for. It didn't quite happen, but there you go. And, of course, doing that gives me a lot of empathy for the contestants, because I've been a contestant myself, so I do understand the pressures and how easy it is to make what seem like glaring errors. Of course, that's one of the great things about watching quiz shows, isn't it?
It is.
Get them right and they get them wrong.
Well, and everyone says, you know, you can understand how the pressure of the moment, you just go blank. You know, we've all done that, haven't we?
Yeah.
But I've read somewhere as well that you said, because obviously you've made you're an actor, but you're well known for being on panel shows, that you said that you would never be interviewed on the chat show. Is that true?
Well, no, kind of. There was a we were talking about certain kinds of chat shows. I think what I was saying was, it's when people they want to talk about, you know, your own private life and things like that. I always find those a bit butter clenching.
So we're not going to see you on Piers Morgan, Nick Hancock, telling us all and crying and
I
stuff like that.
I think for so many reasons you won't see me on that.
Yeah, I really can't imagine you on that.
No.
But Room 101's back, isn't it? I like the new format, I do too.
It's funny, I've spoken to a lot of people about it, because obviously I still have an interest in Room 101, because it was my original idea with others. And so I really like the new format as well, and I think Frank's really good. I like Frank a lot, so I'm really pleased with that.
Yeah, so because sometimes do you not sit there and sort of say, oh, God, he's better than me, or sit and think, oh, my format was better or whatever? Are you able to look back and go, what I did then was absolutely groundbreaking and brilliant at the time, but it's great that Frank's doing something a bit different with it now?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I've been doing this for long enough, things have to change, and I'm really glad that it has changed, and I'm really glad it's Frank as well, because I've known Frank for years and years and years, so that's really pleasing.
Fabulous. So let's, we need to finish off now, so let's just find it. It starts on Monday, 4:30 BBC Two.
Every weekday at 4:30 on BBC Two, and it's on for the next month, so I really encourage you to dip in and have a look.
So we need
to see
how it goes in next month, and then maybe there'll be another series commissioned.
Let's hope so.
Oh, Nick Hancock, thank you so much for joining us up here at BSB. We didn't even talk Stoke City. You're doing all right, though, aren't you?
We're doing all right.
You're doing all right. Crouchy seems to be,
He's getting one or two. Yeah, us, he's a prolific scorer. Anything over eight is prolific.
Well, you probably weren't too disappointed about Europe, were you?
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed it was over, but I was out there, so that was a great experience.
Well, don't worry, it might be over for Man United as well. Anyway, lovely to have you with us.
Cheers, thank you very much,
Nick Hancock, and good luck with the new show, Breakaway.
Thank you.
That's Breakaway, starting on Monday at 4:30 on BBC Two. Wow, wasn't that fabulous?